In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we heard the gospel of the Lord, the first gospel that was read, in which it said that the Lord God the Father loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son to this earth, not to judge us, but to save us. And this is the great love that the Lord has for all of us. And he did this. He came here, and he also says in the scripture that the Lord said that he is going to be crucified, just as the Moses once had set up, and they put a snake on the cross so that people would look at him and would be saved. And the Lord had become that savior for us on the cross. He knew that he was going to be crucified, and he was preparing himself and preparing his disciples, but they were still not able to understand what he was talking about. As they were looking for the temporary existence here, for the good life here on earth, and not thinking and worrying or and wanting to find the kingdom, as he has said that it is in your heart. The kingdom of heaven is in our heart. And what is the, how can it be anything more important than to find that kingdom of heaven? And the kingdom of heaven, of course, you and I can absolutely feel when we feel the presence of the Lord, when he makes his abode with himself and then the Father and the Holy Spirit. But how can we get to the Lord to be in our hearts so that we can feel his presence, so we can feel the kingdom of heaven? To do that, we have to conquer our passions. We have to work on it, my beloved. We have to do it on a daily basis. We have to work on our passions. Once we conquer one passion, we have to attack another one. And we should continue to do that. First is the very crude ones that we have to, of course, attack. And then little by little, as we become stronger and then we become more enlightened, we will see more and more passions that are crawling out that we never were aware that they existed, and we have to conquer them. We have to get rid of them. And how can we get rid of them? Only through the grace of God, only through his help, only if we approach the Lord and ask him to help us to cleanse our heart, to make it pure so that he can make his abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And of course he came on this earth through the Theotokos, through the Mother of God, which we are also celebrating. We still continue to celebrate the Mother of God's birth, which we celebrated Friday. My beloved, the Mother of God has made herself a pure heart from the childhood. She has attended to herself and made sure that nothing that will displease the Lord will ever enter into her heart. And as she was born from the Yekimenan, those who didn't have a child and were in a terrible situation, because the world at that time would not accept anybody that didn't have any children if they were married, and they felt that, well, God is against them and doesn't give them that great gift of new lives. And Yekimenan were persecuted because of that, and they were very sorrowful, and they suffered a great deal from it, but they prayed. They prayed and never lost the hope and God's mercy. And even though it was so late that the time it is not natural for at that age for the woman to bear a child, but the Lord gave her the child through the husband, and the Mother of God was born, and then they gave the Mother of God over to the church. As you know, at the age of 3, she entered into the Holy of Holies, and the Lord has sent the guardian angels against Saint Archangel Gabriel to take care of her, to feed her and to teach her and to take care of the Mother of God and bring her to such a pure state that the Lord God Himself, the Father, had decided to send His Son to the womb of the maiden, for her to give Him the birth to, so that He will have a body as ours in this earth, and then show us the way how to make it to the kingdom of heaven. The Mother of God has adopted us, as you very well know, or should feel it in the heart, that she loves us. She loves us and wants our salvation. She wants to bring us to the Savior, to her Son and her God and our God, Jesus Christ. And in turn, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to, of course, our salvation. That's why He came here. He came here and was crucified for me and for you and for everyone that is willing to accept Him as a Savior. But we need the help. We need help. And this is, we must purify ourselves. We have to get rid of all our passions. Little by little, more and more, we have to cleanse our hearts so that the Holy Spirit will work in us and lead us and bring us through true prayer, bring us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as He has said, He is the only one who can reveal and to open to us the way and the union with the God the Father, as He has stated that He will come and abide in us together with the Father and in the Holy Spirit. And that's when we can start to feel really the kingdom of heaven. And we can do that, and we should try to do it while here on earth, because then there will be absolutely no fear to leave this earth and to go to the kingdom of heaven, to separate our soul from the body and to go into the heaven, not only in our hearts, but to be in heaven and wait for the last judgment to be reunited with our body. But the body that's going to be already in a perfect state is not going to have no more sicknesses, no more aging, and none of those things that we have to endure here on this earth. And there will be no more temptations if we will be able to receive the kingdom of heaven. But that we will do, and we will get it through the help of the Mother of God that always is crying out for the Lord to have mercy on us, and by the help of course, our guardian angel and all the saints, all praying for us because they all love us. And even those people here that are on earth, that are Orthodox Christians, I know that in their heart they're always praying also for every other Orthodox Christian. And this is the love that we have to cultivate in our heart. We have to make it more and more so that it will be brighter and brighter and warmer and warmer until finally we can really prove to the Lord that we love Him by loving each other. And loving each other, it means to co-suffer. And if somebody is suffering, we co-suffer with him. If somebody is rejoicing, we rejoice in him. May the Lord, our God, the Father who art in heaven, and with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior who came to save us with the Holy Spirit, give us the wisdom and the want to look, to go after, search after that the kingdom of heaven and find it in our hearts, so we will finally get the peace that we all crave for. Amen. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen.